Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here, and this will be the first time that I'm going to be self-moderated myself, so it will be a good experience after all. My name is Guillermo Frias. I am a physician working in public health for 20 years and international health, and one of the specific areas in which I was working over the last years was the area of quality improvement in health services. And this is going to be one of the topics that I'm going to present now in the next minutes. I'm going to describe experience and results in quality improvement in a tuberculosis clinic that took place in Chimbote, Peru, and occurred in 2009-2010. And this is experience that is supported by the Quality Healthcare Project, which is a USAID-funded project that's working, supporting the level of performance, and increasing the level of performance in health services, not only for maternal child health care, but also for tuberculosis and sexual transmitted diseases. There are no relationships to disclose, according to the Congress organization disclosure. About situation analysis. Despite the 20 years in Peru, the implementation of a direct observed treatment short course strategy, Peru has had the second highest incidence of all forms of tuberculosis and the highest incidence of multi-drug resistance in the region of the Americas. Although the number of cases, the annual incidence has slightly decreased in recent years, but still some critical indicators have not improved the same way, like the identification of TB suspects. And I don't know if you are aware of that, but a TB suspect is the one that has cough for more than 15 days. So this is a standard concept according to WHO guidelines. And people that default or abandon the treatment. The evidence established that the appropriate screening of TB suspect is crucial for early diagnosis and treatment, and also contributed in avoiding default or failure to treatment, maintaining high cure rates and lessen the risk of drug resistance. Even though that in Peru there's an important number of cases, detected cases, the distribution of these cases are in highly populated areas like the Chimbote or Ancash region and Chimbote, which is one of the main cities that I want to point out. And specifically in the Yugoslavia Health Center, that is one of the specific areas in the, what intervention took place, in which we can detect some different cases for all forms of tuberculosis, not only TB cases, 42 cases, but also MDR, a multi-drug resistant tuberculosis, and cases in children, and organizational problems like understaffing and low number of diagnosis and treatment of TB cases. The methodology that was used in this period was based on the performance improvement methodology that is shown on the slide. And this is a tool that is adapted from the standard management, standard-based management and recognition that allows the personnel through standardization to support continuous improvement of quality of maternal child health services and TB services. And the process consists of five phases, as we are showing it. The social dialogue, in which represent the agreement with local and regional actors about how we're going to prioritize the interventions for quality improvement. The gaps identification of standards definition, that is an important phase in which the gaps are identified. Then the implementing best practices, which is the other phase for more actively implementing decisions and interventions and initiatives according to improvement plans. Then the assessing progress, which we are devoted to help monitor the health personnel in detecting what are the changes and the main changes that have been supported according to the level of interventions. And then the recognition, which is a very important part after the process in which the personnel is rewarded based on the achievement in performance improvement. If we look at the next slide, we have identified what are the best practices that be prioritized for the intervention. And I'm not going to describe all of them, but maybe I can highlight some of the most important ones, like the TB suspect investigation, the registration in clinical records, clinical management to start and to follow up treatment, the clinical management follow up on MDR, TB diagnosis as the most important one. And also one that was missing is the infection prevention and biosafety. The initial findings or initial identification of best practices allowed us to identify this assessment in three main gaps. One is the low enrollment of TB suspect cases, the incomplete records registration, and the staffing and no one responsible for TB cases. And what were the main causes related with those gaps? One is the lack of knowledge of the TB national norm for TB prevention. Surprisingly, the people were not really aware, or they have little or no knowledge about what are the main standards, national standards that were supposed to be adhered to. And the lack of motivation of health personnel, deficiencies in managerial resources due to lack of technical assistance. And a very important point is the lack of versatile human resources, because this kind of services usually attend on only TB cases. They only attend in child and pregnant women. And so the lack of versatility skills in this human resources is something important that we detected as the main cause. According to this initial identification of gaps, what were the initial actions that were considered as a response from the part of the facility and the region? After a visit that was conducted with the National TB Prevention Strategy, there was established a comprehensive approach implemented in the facility that included infrastructure changes that were proposed, like sampling unit for sputum smear that is shown on the slide that we'll see in this left photo that was placed in the facility. Also, they could appoint a nurse, for full-time nurse, to work in the TB clinic and initiate the process of performance improvement. What were the main aspects that were included as part of the best practice implementation plan? One is the improvement plan development, which is shown in the slide, as photo on the left side, and where health personnel are discussing about priorities in a very open way. They are discussing about each other how to develop priorities for TB prevention, like enrollment of TB suspects, or how to lower the rate of default rate, or to how to improve the management of sampling or biosafety measures. And the other important point is the mapping process that this facility could implement. Which we can see a nurse. He has innovated that he produced this map specifically to surveil TB cases for enrollment, for active enrollment. What were the results that we can show after the screens? In this graph, we can see two sets of comparisons. One is this line, the blue line, which represents the enrollment of TB, the rate of enrollment according to basic indicators that were registered in a monthly basis. And in the green line, you can see what are the best practices for TB suspects that were measured or assessed in three different moments over the last years. And according to these results, we can see that the increase in the best practices of TB suspects was very significant. From the first one on 2010, from 25%, to the last one that was assessed in January this year, to 88%. And in a comparison with the indicators, or the regular indicators, we can see there is a trend, we can see a trend, a positive trend, towards increase of the detection, or the early detection, or the enrollment of TB suspect percentage, that it was improved consistently over the time. And this is a very important point, because the with this consistent data, we can also try to demonstrate in the experience in the intervention that the default rate also decreased. So there are many factors that can explain the result after the implementation of the performance improvement methodology. Even though we must say that even though the project stopped the provision of the assistance on March this year, the people still continue to improve by themselves. I believe this another important aspect to highlight. Recognition is another important aspect that is one of the key elements of the approach that we are very much seriously engaged to promote it. The recognition was in this occasion for the experience is trying to recognize the health personnel that can achieve results. And the recognition for achieving results, not only for the personnel, but also for the facility. There are two types, and they also include some recognition for salary increase in the case of the region. They recognize for the files and their personal records. But the role of the project is to recognize by the achievement of the results according to the level of improvement that can be demonstrated according to what we showed previously. So there are two different moments. One is the one nurse that is a very active person that he did the maps and all the surveillance system, and he obtained the recognition for achieving results in enrollment of TB suspects. And the second one is a patient affected by tuberculosis that they could as a result of the experience could be organized, and they have an organization that is following very closely the degree of improvement and also the problems that, that the health services are experiencing, and as a very positive ally to the health personnel. What are the lessons learned? We have reflected upon this this experience, and we can obtain as lessons is that the TB clinic performance not only is a matter of measuring practices, but also depends on infrastructure, equipment, supplies, staff, and processes that had to be put together. Secondly, referring to standardized best practices, that they really facilitate the positive change. Also, that change must be measurable in terms of standards defined and with the national indicators. Other important lesson that we learned that include the recognition as part of the process of performance improvement. And finally, that performance improvement methodology is easy to use and quickly appropriated by primary health care workers. Thank you.